PJ Podcast. Sit in.
Well, hello, potties, and welcome to Tuesday's podcast. I would just like to take this opportunity to apologise for any behaviour that took place in Friday's podcast, because for new potties, on Fridays now, what we actually do is record our Friday drinks.
Yeah, that started out pretty hardcore. Like, I thought we were going to ease into that. Oh, like, let's be loose on Friday. We didn't.
So after the show on a Friday, we normally do team drinks, and now all we're doing is we're doing team drinks in the studio and recording it. So that's always going to be the intro
on
Friday.
Which could be damaging down the line.
Oh, we've got 2 more weeks in us till we're axed. Could be worse. We could be doing, you know, Friday team drinks in a shower.
Don't. Behave. Behave.
Okay. All right. So coming up in the podcast, we played our little game of Little Liars, which is
always
fun.
We love that. So that's when we get kids to tell us a story. We have to guess if it's the truth or if it's a lie. We also talked about mums being cougars.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Come on. Oh, you don't have it?
I don't have it. Yeah.
He's had the sound effect playing all day. He's had a lot of fun with it.
Not only that, our secret sound, we played yet again. And we had a little bit of a fun time with when you've been stuck in the nude. It'll explain itself. Yeah.
Enjoy the show, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Shall we stay here until that colour in your hair is done?
Jason.
All right, and here is the lines for Adele. Join us tomorrow to score free tickets to Adele. Be listening tomorrow. We've got more free tickets to Adele. Oh, no, hang on. Join us tomorrow to score free tickets to Adele.
Join us tomorrow Join us tomorrow
How do you go home when you're having conversations?
Join us tomorrow to score free tickets to Adele.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You little liar.
My little niece was podcasting the show from Australia the other week.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to go on for Little Liars. I'm like,
she's so cute. Little Charlotte?
Yeah. I thought you were going to go, oh, she's such a good liar.
That too. She has caught me out once or twice.
We breed them well. All right, so how Little Liars works is if you've got kids at home at the moment, nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, whatever.
Cousins, sisters, brothers.
Get the idea.
Yep. No discrimination.
No. All you have to do is get the kids to give us a call now. You tell us something cool that happened to you on the weekend. Here's the catch. It could be the truth or it could be a lie. And Paige and I have to try and catch
Should
you
I
out.
Do one to you as like a run through?
Okay, go on.
Okay, something I did over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you think about it, here's a replay of how it went down the other week.
All right.
You just look like you need a minute.
I do.
Yeah, I love a live brainstorm.
I got my ears pierced and I got ruby earrings because they're my month of my birthday, which is July.
Oh, that's cool.
And it hurt, but I'm not happy.
I reckon she's telling the truth.
I think she is. It's quite, again, like an elaborate lie to ring up and do. We need this. We need this
we
win.
Need it.
All right, if we get this, we've won this week. Yeah. Willow, are you telling the truth?
No.
You got one yet?
Yep. So last night when I came back from like Rotowiti, I got locked out of the house.
Right.
I forgot my key. Aussie Romance was out. Flatmates were away. And I couldn't get in. So I had to wait there for an hour. And
what'd you do for the hour?
I just sat outside.
Okay, that's a lie.
Why?
It's a lie.
How do you know?
Because you're ADD mate, like me. You wouldn't
mate,
sit there.
I meditated for an hour.
Lie.
You're right.
Trust me. I believe.
I can't lie to save myself.
Mate,
I'm terrible.
I have no doubt believing you had forgotten your keys. But what I didn't believe is you just sitting there on the footpath like you're homeless out the front for an hour.
I have done that before.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You little liar.
Lesson one in radio, when you stuff up, say a different show. All right, Polly, let's play. Little Liars. How it works is you get your kids to ring up. Still works, it's your name. You get your kids to... I like your new hair colour. All right, you get your kids to ring up. You tell us something cool that happened to you on the weekend and we have to guess whether you're telling the truth or a lie.
Yes.
I'll behave now, okay?
Good boy.
All right.
Good boy. Like a little dog. All right, Kelly joins us. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello. How old are you, Kelly?
9.
All right, Kelly. What cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
I went to a gymnastics competition and I got first place.
Right.
Oh, okay. Question, because I know there are a couple of forms of gymnastics, Kelly. What kind of gymnastics were you doing?
Competitive.
Oh, so you won the $100 voucher.
Yeah.
Did you?
Lie. Straight out to lie. There was no voucher. I was making that up.
And
peach, peach.
I was going to say it's rhythmic or artistic, isn't it?
Oh, you're good.
Because I used to do gym.
Really?
Oh, for like 3 months, but my hernia got in the way.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Yep. Kelly, we're locking in lie. Are we right?
Yeah.
Call me a gym pro.
But Kelly even sounds disappointed that you couldn't trick us. It was a good try, Kelly.
Well done,
it was a good
Kelly.
This was the voucher thing. You know what I mean? You just throw in a cheeky, hey, did you get the $100 voucher?
On to our next contestant.
You got to catch him out, Paige.
Charlotte, how are you?
Good.
Oh, you sound cute.
Instant liar.
How old are you, Charlie?
9.
Okay. Well,
you're not Jace's niece, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's other Charlottes in
no,
the world.
No, I know.
How dare you have the same name? I think so. All right, Charlie, what cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
My brother climbed through a cat door to our neighbour's because she was locked outside her house.
She climbed through a cat door.
Did you say your brother and then...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, that was
no,
good.
Hang on.
So can you tell us the story again?
Yeah.
My brother climbed through our neighbour's cat door because she was locked outside.
The neighbours, the sheep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right.
I thought we'd got it right.
Same, okay. Me too. Believable.
Okay.
How old's your brother?
He is 5.
Okay. And any struggles getting through, or was it pretty easy?
He said it was pretty easy.
Pretty easy. Yeah,
I think she's telling the truth.
Yeah. What kind of cat do they have?
Good God. I don't know.
What colour cat is it?
I don't actually know what their cat is at all.
Right,
I suppose it's irrelevant.
Oh, just got a note through on the screen. Please don't snort at the children.
Okay. Charlotte, I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I do too. She's too cute. Charlotte, are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Hey!
Yes!
We are on
two
fire.
From two.
We
this
are
could
on
be
fire.
Our first week of 100% strike rate.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for playing.
All thanks, Charlie. Right.
Let's go for the win. Let's go for the win.
All right, Nita, welcome.
Hi.
How old are you?
12.
All right. Pause there on the 12. Okay. What's your story?
That we went to Disneyland in America. We left on Thursday and we got back on Monday.
Hang on. You went to Disneyland where?
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah. There's Disneyland all around the world.
Yeah, but mate, she's not leaving on Thursday and coming back. When did you say?
Hang on. Yeah, when did you leave?
We left on Thursday and we come back on Monday.
What was Mum and Dad trying to save on a call?
You can do quick flights.
Mate, we did three.
They might have done a business trip. It's believable.
Was it a bit? Why did you only stay 3 nights?
Because of school,
of course. People are back today. It's believable.
Mate,
could have been a last minute choice.
You are taking the mickey.
What was your favourite ride at Disneyland?
That's a good one. Thanks. That's a good one.
Legoland.
Oh, did you? And they just painted the teacup ride blue. Did you see that?
No.
Okay.
She's onto it. That was quick. She's telling the truth.
Oh, what are you smoking? Are you kidding me?
She might have gone for a quick trip.
PJ, people are not going to Disneyland for 3 nights, mate.
Okay.
All right. I'm locking in a lie. Are you telling a lie?
Yes.
Got it. 3 for 3.
Three for three.
Brilliant. That's how we play.
Damn it.
Serious. Come on, mate. 3 nights?
Maybe.
What were your family holidays when you were a kid?
Hey, guys. Never went overseas as a kid, thank you very much.
Your
don't
and
you do this to me
your mum
again.
And dad.
Stop making me out as the rich one on the show.
I'm not.
You know it's the other way around.
I'm not.
You are such a rat bag. You always get away with this.
Did you not do trips overseas?
No, not until I was 12 with my auntie and uncle.
Let me guess. Did your mum and dad say, no, the theme park can come to us. We'll set one up in the backyard.
I can't handle you. Jason PJ, the podcast. How was your weekend? Is it good?
I've obviously done something bad and you've got dirt on me. I had a lovely weekend. Lou was away at Floatella, which looked amazing.
It did. You can check out all the pics and vids in my line.
Oh, good time. So she was away there. I was playing Dad Patrol, so I had the boys over the weekend. Aussie Romance, your partner, came over for a few drinks. That was it. I was pretty good. What did I do? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Would you say I'm accurate when I say you probably didn't spend your time doing things that your wife Lou would appreciate? over the weekend.
I disagree. I looked after the kids. I did a head count at the end. One, two, yep, got them both.
Anything else?
No, it's pretty clean. I clean the house.
So you're just hanging out, being a good dad.
What have I done?
Doing the garden. Do you do the gardening?
No, well, yeah, sometimes.
Producer Alex has kindly handed me a printout, actually, and it's got a...
What have you got?
History of your browser on your computer over the weekend. And I thought we'd just go through a couple of names.
Not at this time of day. Oh, no, hang on.
I thought we'd just go through a couple of names and you can explain why you were doing this while your wife was away and you were looking after your kids.
This is entrapment. You plan the whole kid.
Strippers Are Us, Byron Bay. Stripper Town, New South Wales. Sugar Street Strippers. Strippers.
That one was a bad website, the last one. Don't waste your time.
Why were you looking up strippers over the weekend?
I was planning. Okay, so you know Jack, my mate, who won't have me as a groomsman?
Sounds like a very convenient excuse.
No, listen. I was planning the stag do.
Is that what you guys do at stag do's?
What do you mean?
I was running a bachelorette party the other day and we made flower crowns, did some cocktails, went out for dinner. And you're here.
Sorry, wake me up. That sounds like a riveting part. You know the thing, and this is all jokes aside, right? Because Aussie Romance, your partner and I, we're looking at and we're trying to organise.
I didn't actually look up your weird brother. He just told me.
Oh, great. I should have said, no. I wasn't looking at that. I was looking at church.com and howtobemorereligious.org. The thing is, though, like, the guy's got me a stripper for my stag do, right? I wasn't into it. And it is incredibly awkward.
Yeah.
And like, so we'll look at these websites and we're like, a 30-minute show, topless waitresses. And you know the reason we didn't get them?
Yeah.
Because Aussie Romance and I are sitting there going, what conversation is that going to be like? I mean, A, you would say we're both pretty well-mannered, so yeah. I'm not going to ask the girl to get me a drink. And I'm certainly not going to sit there and try and do small talk. So one of my, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty awkward.
Oh, so awkward.
So how much more have you got to plan?
Well, now we're back to plan one because that's done. So we're like, okay, well, let's not have awkward, you know, stripper chat and everything. So now we've got to look for... And, mate, Byron Bay, there's not much. Like, you can roll in a hippie.
Why don't you just go surfing and, like, make some sandcastles, take down a picky on the beach?
I'll pitch that to the guys and let you know how it goes down. Hey, guys, I'm just thinking a nice little picnic in the hills and then we can all do a surf class. Oh, God, I've been deleted from the chat. I don't think I'm going anymore. Hey... I didn't make the groomsman list. I'm sure as hell not being kicked off the stag do, mate. All right.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting a picnic.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Over the weekend, long weekend for many, and beautiful weather for a lot of the country.
Have you got rich friends or something?
Oh.
I saw photos of you at a batch, like right on the water and stuff. Whose is that?
That's my friend Morgs.
Morgs, hook us up, mate.
Morgs, good mate. Good mate of mine.
Yeah,
good mate of yours.
Family doing all right?
Oh, look, okay, they are fortunate enough to have a place in Lake Rotuiti.
Yeah.
So I went there for the weekend.
Beautiful spot.
Beautiful spot, yeah. And especially with the weather. Lots of water sports.
Yep.
Did a bit of whitewater rafting, did some stand-up paddleboarding, did a bit of everything.
Well, they got their own bloody amusement park out the back, you're right.
And then on Sunday night, we decided to mix it up because it was such a clear sky and you don't have all the pollution from the city, so you can watch the stars.
Right.
So we're lying out on the grass, stargazing, when all of a sudden, flies into Morgan's ear. Little fly. And I didn't actually think it went in because you know how sometimes, don't laugh, sometimes...
I love when she breaks out the sound effect. It's like I'm there.
Sometimes when a fly comes near your ear, it just sounds like it's gone in. And yeah. So... She jumped up, and I actually thought she was being dramatic at the time.
Right.
She was like, Paul, there's a fly in my ear. Hold my wine. Because we'd been holding wines out on the grass.
I wonder how many wines. I wonder if the bloody fly even existed. Yep.
And so she ran upstairs. And I was quite engrossed in the stars.
Right.
10 minutes passes, 15 minutes passes, 20 minutes pass. I'm like, where's Morgan? Hope she's all right.
She's not back in a minute. I'm drinking this glass.
So I run upstairs and her whole family's surrounding her, her ears out on the bench.
So it was actually caught in the ear?
The fly actually went in the ear.
Poor thing.
I'm thinking, shittest friend ever.
Yeah, worst. You're out the back finishing the cask of goon. Yeah.
No, I actually spilled half the crap.
Oh, that's why you're upset.
And her dad, because he'd heard somewhere before if this happens, apparently you have to heat up oil and put it in the ear.
Really?
Look, don't take this word verbatim, but they were doing that because apparently it stops the wings going.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I'm doing actions and people can't hear it.
No, don't be silly. People are probably tuning into charades.com where we're live streaming. Yep.
Long story short.
Wish I said that at the start.
It still hasn't come out.
It's still stuck in there.
It's still in there.
So did they put the oil in?
Yeah.
So now it's just a fly. Now it's just a fly covered in oil in her ear.
Yeah. So, I mean, it may have come out another orifice, for example, her nostrils.
Yeah.
Or maybe her mouth, but she hasn't seen it.
Producer Al.
PJ, you should tell Jace what you did for the rest of the night.
Don't.
What'd you do?
Tell him. No, I deliberately wasn't going to tell.
What did you do?
No, you need to tell
him. Well,
no,
because...
What did you do?
Well, I wanted to continue stargazing.
Drinking.
Stargazing. So yep. We went back out on the lawn, but this time we rolled up toilet paper and put it in our ears.
Jesus Christ.
And we were protected.
Was there anyone around?
No.
Thank God. Is that PJ from the with the things hanging out of it?
That looked like Shrek. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Shrek didn't have toilet paper hanging out of his ears, mate.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hi, this is Adele on the radio.
ZM welcomes Adele, live in NZ.
Are you excited about the gig?
So excited. I keep forgetting it's happening. It's going to be next month.
Yep.
It's creeping up.
It is creeping up. If you want to go and check out Adele live, all you have to do is register ZM online, go to the website, fill out your details, put in your phone number. Here's the thing. Paige and I could call you back at any time, day or night. We should ring a few people like 1 a.m. just
for shits. No, that's mean.
It was a brainstorm, obviously. That one.
No, it is a bad idea, Cole.
Taking that off the whiteboard. When we ring you, as soon as you pick up the phone, we're going to play some Adele music down the phone. We won't say hello. We'll just play the Adele song. Wherever the Adele song stops, you have to sing the next line. Ready to place today's call?
This should be nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you hear the song, you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm on. Oh, my God, I need to focus. Here we go.
Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times.
You got it! Maddie!
Oh, you have got a good voice.
Oh, my God, I don't actually, but thank you so much.
Yes. Hello, Jason PJ here. You're going to Adele.
Bye.
I'm genuinely stoked for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
That's all right. Where are you?
Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm at my home.
Right. That
by
could
yourself?
Have been. I'm running around the house, like, puffing now.
Oh, all right, mate. It was only one line in the song. Calm down.
No, but I'm just so excited to talk to you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Massive Adele fan?
A huge Adele fan.
God, that could have been awkward.
Yeah, I know. I've got to stop doing those risky questions.
Yeah.
Not really a fan, PJ, but I love a freebie. So.
Yeah, of course. I'm only here for the freebies.
Maddie, you got yourself a double too. I'm going to go there and say will be the biggest concert this year.
Oh, my God. Biggest concert of my life, probably. I'm having heart palpitations.
Oh, right. Oh, good on you, Maddie.
Woohoo! Congratulations,
thank you
mate.
So much.
Hey, do you want to you and Adele take us out?
Hello from the other side.
I am actually puffing, so I can't.
Oh, we wanted you to finish it.
Oh, forget it.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Went out Friday night.
Oh, how did the sleepover go?
Yeah, so Brent, my coffee shop guy, and his wife Hillary, we went out for dinner and they said they're going to sleep over at our place, which everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's just a sleepover. But no, quite soon into the relationship. We've only been friends for, you know, maybe a year.
Was it all good?
We haven't been out a lot. It was great. I set up like a hotel. I had towels and everything out for them. It was fine. It was really nice.
Yep.
The night escalated. It was going to be dinner, but it finished with me dancing at about 1:30 in the morning.
Of course it did.
So Saturday morning, I wasn't in great shape.
Right.
Right.
Under the weather.
For some reason, kids just don't understand a hangover. So they were like, Dad, can we go to the park? Can we go to the park? So I'm like, okay. So Lou, the boys and I went down to the park on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There's a little cafe next to the park. You'd love it. It's a little bit hipster.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, you know, organic.
Got like the turmeric lattes.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Matcha lattes. Yeah,
all
right.
That sort of stuff. And I was a bit hung and I'm like, can I get a chocolate milkshake? We don't do those. Okay. We do an iced chocolate. I'm like, great. That's pretty much the same thing.
The thing I've learnt with you is you don't like nose.
Would it be hurt? You know, would it be hard to put in a blender? No, ice chocolate's fine. I'll take ice chocolate. Anyway, then I said, hey, because the menu was really weird.
Mm.
Like it was like eggs in broth and all this sort of thing.
Oh, to have bone broth? Bone broth is so yum and so good for you.
It's so not me. And I was just like, do you guys just do like a bacon and egg sandwich? I just need a bacon and egg sandwich. And they're like, yeah, you know what? We can probably do one up for you. I'm like, fantastic. Thank you very much. Put it in. And I'm like, oh, can I grab some tomato sauce? And they're like, yep, no worries. Cooked it all. Bring it out. And she goes, there you go. Oh, just as a heads up, we don't do bacon. We only do honey glazed ham, which is pretty much the same thing.
Oh, it is.
And I put a tomato chutney on there.
Tomato chutney is essentially a tomato sauce, but a healthier version.
Then why sell it? If you've got two items that are exactly the same, why have them out there? Which they're not.
So they did have tomato sauce available?
No. All they had, because they're hipster, was tomato chutney and honey glazed ham.
That's the OG tomato sauce.
Mate, I know it all comes from the pig, but the honey glazed ham is not bacon.
Did you have bread at least?
Yeah, but that had some seed in it.
Was it nice of you?
I'm in the park and I'm like, I'm hungover. I just want a bacon and egg sandwich. Instead of eating honey glazed ham, I've got like shredded up bloody chutney in my mouth. Like, come on. You know what I mean? It's like when you go for a burger and they're like, it's a veggie patty. And
yeah, like, veggie patties are mean.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of love, right?
No matter, I love love.
No matter what age.
I love that perfume.
There's
a perfume called I Love Love.
Oh, right. I thought you meant the cologne I'm wearing. I'm like, that's what your ex used to wear.
No.
Don't say that. Right.
No.
There was a story I found online over the weekend. A Brazilian pensioner has fallen for a younger guy. Now, I'm all good with age gaps and stuff like that, right?
Why do I think that you're actually not all good with this?
These
guys... You're doing your tone.
No. These guys have actually been together for 3 years. They've just tied the knot, right?
Cute.
Yeah. He's 66.
Yeah.
How old do you think she is?
Okay, so she's older than him. Like 80. 80.
Keep going.
I'm 90.
Keep going.
100.
Keep going.
110.
106. She's a cougar. Wow.
Chase. Wow, that is an impressive. That's an impressive age gap,
mate. If I'm 106,
mate, love, you can't choose where love comes from. It comes in all forms.
If I'm pulling a 66-year-old when I'm 106,
you're
like,
doing pretty good.
Oh, I'm hearing you, mate. I'm hearing you. Because if anything, they should be pulling me along in a wheelchair.
What is the biggest age gap you've had?
Not 44 years. That is unbelievable. That's full cougar. It is. You know, there's a bar in Brisbane actually where
what just. No.
When Lou and I were on the break, my midlife crisis, and I was single. My mate was like, "Thank you." My mate was like, "Hey, mate, we should go to this bar, Crew Bar. It's really good." And we got there, and we sort of looked around. And we're like, "A lot of older women here," which is fine. I'm cool with that. But it was, and then I found out it was a cougar hotspot.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a cougar hotspot. It's like, yeah, Friday and Saturday nights, single mums would go down there.
Why not? Good on them.
I think if that's you, then that's you. My parents are still together.
Love it up.
If mum and dad split up, I'd want to see them happy. I think I would freak if my mum started dating people my age.
Hang on.
That'd be
Would it actually be the same age gap between you and your mum and that guy and the woman? 70. It'd be less.
Oh, God. It'd be just a bit less.
Jesus.
But still.
Yeah.
I want to be really respectful. Is your mum a cougar? So I want to know, like, imagine if, you know, maybe mum's dating people your age. Maybe you're friends with. No, well, that could be.
So strictly from people whose mums are cougars.
Yeah, or your dad might be dating a cougar.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, we're talking about cougars. We're talking about a couple overseas. She's 106. He's 66.
Go them. Like, obviously they're happy.
Don't go too hard.
Oh, come on, Hawkins.
Not 106, mate.
Emma, is your mum a cougar?
She is.
Really? Okay. So I don't want to be rude. Am I allowed to ask how old?
You can't. So my mum is 64. She turns 65 next month.
Nice.
And my stepdad is 36.
Really?
Wow.
So he's been married for 15 years so far. It'll be 16 years in July.
Hang on.
How old? Hang
Does
on.
That mean...
How old was he when they got...
He was 21.
Really?
Yeah. God. They met when I was 17, so it was a bit awkward when my mum had a 21-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah, that is awkward.
It is? Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's your mum doing at this 21st? Oh, she's actually dating. Oh, right, okay. Can we carpool?
Thank you for your call.
My mum's the same age as his mum, and he's the same age as my brother.
Okay, I'm, gonna,
oh, I'm so gonna, confused now. Hang on.
I'm going to need a pen and paper.
Yeah, me too. Evie, hello.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, thank you. Is your mother a cougar?
Well, I'm actually the cougar. So I have a 17-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And my partner is 23. So I'm 35 currently.
Wow. Oh, so young mother.
I was a young mum, so I was 17 when I had her. And then, yeah, 3 years ago,
does she
met him. And, well, yeah, that's do us.
They have a lot in common?
they actually get on really well.
Oh,
which
that's
is good.
Cool.
They would. They'd been in the same movies. And
you know. Oh, go you. As long as you're happy, that's awesome.
Yeah, as long as it works.
It does.
Right, and you're a proud cougar?
Right, I don't really call myself a cougar. I don't like the name too much.
Right,
gotcha. Stop that. Gotcha. Sorry,
he's call me cougar.
He just wants you to say it so every time
I
can play the sound
of it. I'm not doing that. I'm just asking the question.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hi. So my mum's 41 and I'm 20 and her partner is 19.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're older than her partner.
Older than her partner.
Yeah, I'm older. I'm the year older.
So, like, when she, if you're in trouble, she goes to tell you off.
Well, I'll tell you what he can never do.
What?
He can never look at you and say, respect your elders, because you'd be a bit like, well.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Woman over the weekend got stuck in a bath. You may have read this. She tried to do a home remedy. She wasn't feeling too well.
It'll teach you. Don't do a home remedy.
No, look, some home remedies work. This one I would probably not recommend. She was at home sick with a chest infection and a fever. So she tried to attempt a DIY remedy, pouring coconut oil into a bath. Sounds remotely harmless.
I wonder if she added water or it was just a bath full of coconut oil.
No, she did. So basically she lit some candles, poured in some coconut oil.
Yep.
She'd already had some water in there, I think.
What I like is she's sick. She's trying to make herself better. Yeah, it's still time to light a candle and set the mood.
There's always time to light a candle. but anyway, there was no traction, no grip, and she just couldn't get out. She literally got stuck in the bath. So what she had to do was she filled the bath with water, started scrubbing it, and finally got out.
To try and rub the coconut oil off her skin?
Yeah, but have you ever heard that this is a good remedy to try at home? Don't do it.
Did she post a photo saying she was stuck?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she had to resort to online doing like an SOS call up.
That would be my biggest fear.
She's nude.
Yeah. If I was stuck in a situation where I'm nude and I need help.
Well, you always say you don't go to bed nude, do you?
No, just in case.
Just in case of an emergency.
Home invasion. Fire.
Oh, but I mean, at that time of night, who really cares? It's dark, you know?
What happens if it's 6 o'clock and the sun's up? Your house is burning down. There's the neighbours watching you with your penis out in the street.
Like, I mean, that's us in our natural form. I can think of things worse.
Mate, me huddled over in the street crying because all my belongings are... Like, that's not a good look. I'll tell you that now.
You're right.
Like, what did you lose? Belongings and my credibility. That's like... I think just being rescued in a situation like that...
I mean, you don't want to do risky behaviour as it is, but you don't want to do extra risky things when you're nude.
0800 dials ZM. This is pretty out there, but have you needed rescuing in the nude? Maybe worst case underwear, but preferably nude. If you're in a situation where maybe you're stuck somewhere, maybe, you know, like a lot of people, sometimes they do back injuries and things when they get out of the shower.
Yeah.
Imagine like you're laying on the ground in the bathroom, screaming out to your flatty, and they come in and find you nude, just laying there going, I can't get up, I've done my back out.
Oh, that's even worse. See? Someone you know.
0800, dial ZM. Have you had to be rescued in the nude? I'd love to hear from actually firemen and rescue services as well.
Oh, yeah, you can keep it anonymous as well, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're an Ambo, it just always gets called out to the nude jobs. Give us a yell. I wonder if there's a code. 246, I've got a nudie stuck in a bath again.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We want to know, have you been rescued nude?
Yep, we are tackling the big issues as always on the show.
No, it's a bit of lightheartedness for a Tuesday.
No, Ashley, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Have you been in a situation before where you've had to be rescued nude?
I have. So my story was, I was a young teenager and I was living with my dad at the time.
Oh, God.
And I actually fainted in the shower. And so he heard a massive thump and had to come in and see if I was okay. But, yeah, fully nude. A young teenage girl, my dad had to come in and rescue because my face was, like, getting... Like, all the water was going in my face in the shower.
You could have actually choked.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah, so pretty scary.
Did you have one of those, like, afterwards when you, like, you know, put clothes on, you dried off, did you have that chat where you look at each other in the kitchen and go, let's just never speak of this again?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It was a pretty awkward dinner that night.
Yeah, right. It's just as awkward for him. You got to remember that. It's just as awkward for him. If you want to join the show, 0800, dial ZM is our number.
Hello, Fee. When did you have to get rescued naked?
Hey, I did my sciatic nerve in my back while I was on the toilet.
Oh, and that would be my worst fear.
I lived with guys at the time, and they were the only three home, and I went to turn around and flush the toilet and did my back and couldn't move and was half naked in the bathroom, not able to move at all.
So the first thing that comes to my mind is at least you got to flush. Do you know?
Valid point.
It was horrific.
God.
It was.
I can just imagine the chat too, like, I need your help, I'm nude, and then them not running in, they're like, are you sure you want us to come in? You're like, I don't want you to, but I need you to.
I just kind of said, guys, and they were like, what? And I said, this is really awkward, but, and then, it was pretty awkward.
Yeah, right. God. It even sounds them awkward telling the story.
I know. I really got taken there.
0800 dials at M if you ever want to join the show. I don't know what I'd do in this situation.
No, another one texting saying my auntie did her back out while she was on the toilet, but the ambulance actually had to wipe her bottom.
PJ.
Too many details.
Like,
too many details.
Really?
She sent it.
Really?
I read. You send, I read.
If I was the Ambo, I'd be like, mate, I got in this industry to do the old clitch.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
I didn't get into
this.
You
gotta do what you're gonna do. Jason PJ, the podcast. A guy has been left red-faced after he tried to pull a sickie to his boss. Now, often, you know, you normally do this sometimes on a Monday when people aren't feeling too well after having quite a big weekend.
Or a Tuesday if you're coming off a long weekend and want a cheeky 4 days off.
Perhaps that was you today. A guy called Mark has a text exchange between him and his boss has gone viral. So he woke up, thinking it was a Monday morning, and he said, Greg, is it all right if I can take a holiday the day, mate? I've got the runs, man. So first of all, his text is not very coherent.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. Second of all.
I thought that was you for a second. Oh, so the text wasn't...
Gotcha. He had a lot of typos in it.
Sometimes on this show, it's worth asking, you know what I mean?
Greg replied saying, one, you need to come up with a better excuse than the runs.
Yep.
That's the worst ever. Number two, it's Sunday, you absolute weapon. So not only was it a
terrible weapon, what a name.
He chucked an Australia bomb in there. Right. But
great nickname.
A weapon?
The weapon. Good on you, weapon. Like that.
Not only did he have a terrible excuse, he got the day wrong. So there you go. Tip for young punters.
Well, I think, you know, after a few, if you're going to pull a sickie at the last minute, you just get confused. And I remember when I was doing a breakfast show back in Australia. And it's early, man. Like, you get up so early.
You've got to get up like 3:30, don't you?
Yeah, and I woke up, and admittingly, I had been out the night before, and I woke up, and
this will be good.
It was about 4:45 in the morning, which is early, but late if you're doing breakfast radio.
Like, yeah, because you've got to get in at like 5, don't you?
So I started ringing an executive producer who was quite high up in the company and didn't really like me anyway, and I rang out. So I'm constantly calling this lady at 4:45 in the morning, and she answered the phone. I'm like, Donna, I'm so sorry. I'm running late. It's all good. Just, you know, had a little codral night one last night. I've just woken up. I'm on the way. It's Sunday. Go back to bed. And I'm like, I'm so sorry for waiting.
You did a mark. Yeah. You did a mark to Greg.
I'm a weapon. I'm so sorry.
Please never call yourself a weapon again. Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz. Victoria Beckham has headed to New York amid her husband David Beckham's Becky Leaks email scandal. Now, a couple of things have come out of this. So basically, his emails were reportedly hacked as part of a $1.6 million blackmail plot. And allegations from the hack include the fact that Bex did charity work as part of a strategic PR campaign for a knighthood.
Okay, so basically, there's emails between him and his manager.
Yes.
Plotting a great PR campaign that will hopefully result in being knighted.
And he got rejected being a knight, and apparently he called them a bunch of beeping beeps. And I also seen some pictures emerge today of like months back when he posted photos of him with the Queen and him doing all this charity work. And apparently that was part of his, he was doing whatever he could to get a knighthood, which is so embarrassing.
Looks really bad, doesn't it?
It doesn't look great.
He's probably sitting there going, what a waste of all that charity.
They've got such a squeaky clean image, though. It is. They're saying it's a massive, you know, blow to the brand Beckham.
Well, he seems like such a good guy. I've never interviewed him.
He's probably a great guy. It's just...
There'd be managers in his ear going, hey, do this. Yeah, it's going to look great. Imagine how good Knighthood would look.
So anyway, it's not stopping good old Posh doing her work with fashion in New York, but...
He'd be playing low-key. And you know what? Anything he does now that's good, people are going to be like, well, you're doing this because of damage control. Yeah. Do you really love your kids or are you happy to drop them off at school? You know?
That is your Spy. For cheap lights, you can download the Gravity app.
Jason PJ.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on Zeddy.